Welcome to the New Swingers Podcast, the only podcast in the world specifically created for and focused on couples who are new to or curious about the swinger lifestyle. It is for audiences of those age 18 years and older. And though we give our opinions, we are not therapists or mental health professionals, and our opinions are simply our own. So here's the deal. Lots of couples new to the swinger lifestyle have a lot of questions, and they're often nervous or feel insecure. Our mission is to help you answer all of those questions so you can explore the swinger lifestyle comfortably at your own pace and make your sex life sizzle. Our voices have been changed to protect our identities, and any email questions of yours that we read will be addressed anonymously to protect your identity as well. And a lot of you ask about wanting to see what June looks like because she sounds so hot. Well, she is hot, and here's how you can see what she looks like. This hot, sexy, gorgeous, former church preschool teacher turned hot swinger wife. Just click the first link in the show notes to check out June's OnlyFans page. You'll get unlimited access to hot, daily, uncensored glimpses of her and her gorgeous 32 double D pierced nipples. She gets pretty crazy on there. Just click the first link in the show notes. Welcome back to the New Swingers Podcast. I'm John.
And I'm June.
And today, we're going to be talking about three things we wish we would have known when starting the swinger lifestyle.
Yeah.
Now, these aren't things we didn't consciously not know them. We just, it would have been easier if somebody would come up to us and said, hey, here are three things that can help get you started on the right path. And if you go back to episode one, we did talk about some of those things. And at this point, we're what, 9 months or so?
Nine
or 10 months into the lifestyle. And so we're kind of looking back right now, and we just thought, you know, if somebody was coming up to us, another couple who's been in the lifestyle longer, what do we wish maybe they would have told us, or like, what would we tell? And something that made me think of this was we recently met a new couple who was brand new to the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. and here, in our sort of local area of the new place where we just moved. And what was interesting is, number one, they were awesome.
Yeah.
They're totally awesome. They had tons of fun getting to know them, tons of fun after drinks. And something that really amazed me about them was how open they already were for each other. I know you and I had quite a few back and forth battles of little things to work through. And it's not, you know, I'm not saying they don't have that, but I was surprised because this was their very first swinger experience ever of any kind.
Like we were their first.
Yeah. Brand new. And they were both just very laid back, very, hey, whatever, you know, each of us wants, we're okay with that. And, very open about what they like. It was a real breath of fresh air. It was just really cool. Mm-hmm. To meet a couple who, I think they've only been together a few years, but they're that advanced in the relationship as far as like being okay with how the other person is. And they didn't seem to have a whole lot to work through. They seem more amazed by this than anything. You know, and having that experience together. And so maybe we'll talk more about that experience at another time. But today, before we get into these three things we wish we would have known when starting out in the swinger lifestyle, we have the card game again called What's Your Thing? Because our other new friends, we still haven't seen them since last time they forgot their card game at a house party. So if you're listening to this, you know who you are. We still have your game, and we will bring it with us next time we see you, or we will mail it to you, whichever you prefer. Send us a text. But so we like to kick off most of these with these episodes with either emails or a little game, get some questions, icebreakers, and it's kind of fun, but then we get into the content.
Yeah.
So I am going to let June read the first card.
Okay. Do you enjoy separate room play? In what situation might you try it?
All right. So separate room play is just what it sounds like. If you're new to this, you know, a lot of people in the lifestyle, they play in the same room together or on the same bed like we like to. Other people actually prefer to go in separate rooms with the people they're swinging with. We've never actually done that, so I can't say. Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy separate room play? I don't know personally because we haven't done it. I think if at some point we did that, I think if I did enjoy it, I think I would feel less distracted. Like, hey, you know, how's June? Is everything good? It would just be one more mental trail of distraction that like I wouldn't have in my mind, which is fine. Obviously, I'm here for you. It would be probably one less thing to think about. But then again, I could still be thinking about like, I wonder how she's doing. So maybe not. And then in what situation might you try it? I don't know, actually. I'm not personally against it, but it's also not something that I feel like I really, really want or need. I think it would be something to try just because we haven't, but there's nothing really in me that's like, yeah, we need to try separate room play. Like, I don't know. How about you? Do you enjoy separate room play, or in what situation might you try it, June?
Personally, I have no interest in ever trying it. Like, that's not, like, for me, my mindset is we joined the lifestyle to enjoy things that we want to try with other people, but we're doing it together. So for me, it's kind of like, why would I do that when, for me, the whole point of trying the lifestyle is trying it together and learning and exploring who we are together with other, you know, with obviously we're playing with other people, but we're doing it together side by side. So I don't know, like for me, I never can say never, but I like 99% of me like feels like I probably would never want to try something separate from you. Like, because that's not for me. It's like, I enjoy trying all the stuff with you right there with me.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And I agree with that. We got in this together to play together and yeah, we're having a good time.
Yep.
So would you like to ask the next question?
Okay. What kind of music do you enjoy most? How about during play, a sexual encounter in the lifestyle? So what kind of music do you enjoy most? And then how about during play, like if you're playing with a couple or something, a sexual encounter in the lifestyle?
Okay, well, I like all music. It sort of depends on my mood. I'm a pretty big classic rock fan. During play, have we ever had? I don't even know if we've ever had music playing while we have sex. Only us. Have we ever been in a situation that you can think of where there's music playing? Well, at the club, I mean, I guess that would count, but that, you know, that was like in the other part of the club, even though you could hear it through the walls.
Yeah.
I guess for me, that's the kind of music I enjoy, classic rock and really anything depending on my mood. But how about during play? I think maybe during play, maybe something with a beat to it. A lot of people think like salt and sensual and jazzed. And I think that could be really good too.
Mm-hmm.
I also think something with like an upbeat kind of, I don't say a sexual sound, but you know, if you've seen like the 50 Shades movies, like those soundtracks, they have pretty good bass thumping upbeat, but it's got this like, I don't know what you call it. It's kind of end of days kind of sound to it. It's like this thumping. It's this, you know, it's faster. It's a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe it.
Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do.
Yeah. I mean, there's kind of stuff. Yeah, there's a number of songs on that soundtrack to that movie or that trilogy or however many there are. That they just have a sound that fits that really sexual environment. And they have a beat too. So maybe that. How about you? What kind of music do you enjoy? And how about during play, June?
I know you'd think, she's from Texas, so she likes country. Well, actually, you know, I don't really like that much country unless it's like the 90s stuff that I grew up with. So I don't know. I guess I kind of do like a lot of, I kind of like it all. I'm kind of like John in the way it just depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Like sometimes I like listening to really slow music. Sometimes I like really fast beat music or it just depends. Like, but I kind of like it all for the most part. So like John, kind of depends on what kind of mood I'm in. During play, I think there's only been a few times that John and I've actually had music playing. But and it's usually just really soothing, relaxing music. But I guess, yeah, I guess sometimes in the club they had music going, but I don't know. I guess just kind of, I kind of agree with John, just kind of like the maybe has a little bit of a beat, but not so much that it's distracting in any way.
No EDM.
So, yeah, fuck that. No, no, no.
You're a rap girl, not an EDM girl.
God, I know.
We found that out.
Yeah, I love, yeah, I love and miss going to the clubs and playing all that 90s rap so I can shake my ass.
All right, here's the next question. What is the most physical, or what is the most attractive physical feature for a new play partner to you? Hmm. What's the thing you
for
notice?
Female or male?
Yes. Yes.
Hmm.
Go ahead and say both. So when you see it, when you see a lady, what's the what's like the most attractive feature or part of her you notice that arouses you or gets your attention?
I mean, I'm attracted to like petite women, kind of like me. So I think for me, if it's a woman, like, is she like kind of petite and built kind of like I am? Or she's got like a nice ass and she's got nice boobs, but she's in, and I guess my preference, I like long hair. So I guess just, I don't know, I guess just like kind of looks similar to what I like, look like kind of similar to that. I think for a woman, like she kind of, you know, takes care of herself. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess. For a girl.
How about a guy?
Well, I like.
He looks like me.
Yeah. I like, I like the rugged, manly, you know, doesn't mind getting his hands dirty. Like, you know, that rugged, manly, bad boy kind of guy has tattoos, maybe was prior military or something. It's like kind of like John, so just kind of like that bad boy, rugged kind of
dangerous
look.
But could be protective for you, that kind of thing.
Yeah, if they have dimples, that's always a plus.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
after all these years.
I guess that's kind of, yeah. Okay. What about you? What is the most attractive physical feature for a new play partner?
Probably two things, her face and her belly. I've always been super attracted to women with like flat tummies. They kind of take care of themselves. It's not a total requirement. I like a lot of things about a lot of different, you know, size women and shapes. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, the funny thing is that June and I, we discovered this whole joke about how we realized we basically are attracted ideally like to the same kind of women.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they basically look like you and or similar. And it's like, okay, yeah, we could do that. So, yeah, I'd say face and like probably stomach, mid region area.
Mm-hmm.
Boob size really doesn't matter to me. There's no wrong ones. There's no bad ones. Like they're all great. And, you know, sometimes you have a smaller lady with, you know, let's say smaller breasts, but they're proportionate to her body where they look great, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so that's not really a thing. Like I like them all.
Well, same here. I don't care what size boobs they have either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I learned too, like some women are very sensitive on their nipples, like you can't hardly flick them or touch them, kind of like yours. But then other women love to have them just like pinched and squeezed and twisted, and like they get a ton of pleasure out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd only known you for a decade and a half plus. Yeah. And then I was surprised and kind of turned on by the fact that like, oh, there's this other way that women like to be touched like that. And that was kind of hot. Like, oh yeah, like, you know, we had some play partners a couple weeks ago at a house party, and that was exactly what she was like. Mm-hmm. And I saw her doing it to herself, and I thought, well, Why just lay here and have her do it? How about I can help her out, you know? So I started doing it for her, and it appeared that she just kind of like laid back and, oh, thank God, someone's taken over, you know, and she can just enjoy. And yeah, that was really interesting to me and really hot. I liked that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like I've always been more sensual, but I feel like since I got my nipples pierced for your birthday back in October, I feel like they're even more sensitive. So it's like, yeah, it doesn't take a lot. And then I'm like, well, okay, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll let you read this next one. Or I'll let you. Would you like to read the next one?
Yes.
Don't want to sound too much like a male chauvinist pig over here. Because sometimes in the reviews, people accuse me of being such.
And that is not the case.
I have you under my mind control.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of reviews, if you haven't given us a rating and review, go give us one. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
If you think this is a 5-star podcast and you've enjoyed it and gotten any value, go leave us 5 stars and leave a comment just saying why you like it.
Yeah.
It helps us reach other people just like yourselves and us, and keeps us going. So yeah, Thank you for that. Go leave us a review rating right now. It takes about 5 seconds, and you can listen to us while you do it.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay. Who is the gas and who is the brake in the lifestyle and why?
No brainer. I'm the gas, you're the brake. I'm just here to have fun. I don't think too much about anything. You're the brake because you probably think more about things intuitively and, you know, labels and what they mean or what does this mean if we, mm-hmm, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But to an extreme extent, it could be like, you know, slamming the gas and the brake in your car at the same time while in drive, and you're just going to burn shit up. So, you know, we've had to kind of get through that. But that's my take. What's your take? Who's the gas and who's the brake and why?
Oh, yeah, absolutely right. That's totally John. He's just like full throttle, and I'm like, let's slow down a little bit. Yeah, like slow your ass down.
Gonna give me a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, yeah, I feel like that's been, I think, some of the tension that we've had, I think, too, just because you are so much, oh, let's just go. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, because I don't know if I'm ready to try that yet, or my mind starts wandering. And yeah, I get in my head sometimes, which is when we fight.
Guys, have you found it difficult to get and keep an erection while at lifestyle events? If so, you're not alone, and it's common. The new environment and the distractions can contribute to a lack of an erection due to performance anxiety at the very moment you need it the most. I personally ran into this issue early on in the lifestyle, and it was super frustrating. But don't worry, there's a solution. If you use our link in the show notes and use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout, you'll get $30 off your order of FDA-approved ED medication from Shameless Care so you can get hard and stay hard in the moments that matter most. Don't question your manhood or feel like less of a man ever again. Just click the link in the show notes right now to get $30 off before the promotion ends so you can get back in the game and blow your sex partner's mind. Click the link right now and simply use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout. One of the biggest challenges people face when they're new to the swinger lifestyle is finding other like-minded people to connect with and get to know. Because most people don't want others to know they're in the lifestyle. So how can you actually find these people? It's very simple, actually. Just go download our free 2-page guide called Swing Easy. It's a free 2-page PDF document where we show you 3 of the fastest and easiest places you can start meeting other couples just like you in the next 24 hours or less, guaranteed. Just click the link in the show notes that says free Swing Easy PDF so you can start connecting with other like-minded couples and making new, fulfilling friendships and connections in the next 24 hours or less. Go click the link and grab it right now before the offer expires.
That old, just be, I mean, and it's so annoying, like, because it's always about, it always stems from just like who I am now, who I really am, you know, and fully, you know, still trying to fully accept who I really truly am now. And then, and who we are as a couple now, as swingers, like, this is who we truly are, and just trying to stay out of my head of, like, oh my God, well, what does that mean if he says something that he liked that another person, a woman, did? Like, what does that mean about me? Like, trying to make sure that I'm, like, it's just the shit of, like, just growing up in a religious household that, you know, you're not supposed to do anything with anybody else that's not your spouse. And
Or if I compliment somebody, then it's like, oh, well, you said this way.
Yeah.
And it's not even necessarily like an outrageous way of saying something. It's just like, oh my gosh, that was great. Or that was one of the best things I've ever experienced. You know, it can be taken wrong, and I'm not even trying. I'm just being nice. I'm a very complimentary guy. If I like something, you're good at something, like, I'm going to encourage you and tell you and praise you for being good at something. And so, I know, you know, sometimes that has come off sideways, but, you know, one of the things is that, you know, it didn't mean anything against you. Mm-hmm. It didn't take away from you, but it's almost like so much of this lifestyle is undoing what we were taught we are supposed to believe about situations or things said in certain situations. It's like the religious upbringing, the conditioning, psychological conditioning. It's like it trained us for every situation. You know, it's like that click word. It's that if this, then that. If this, then that.
Yeah.
If this is said or that's done, then here's what it means. And it was drilled in so deep that, like, you don't even realize you're jumping to a conclusion. You know, whereas I was just being nice, suddenly it's, oh, well, I'm not as good. It's like, nobody said you're not as good. I was just giving a compliment to somebody. Very innocently, because I like to build people up. I like to encourage people, and I don't blow smoke. Like, if I encourage you or say you're good at something, it's because I actually believe it.
Yeah.
You actually are. You know, I'm not going to give that to you. You know, if you're not, I don't hand out freebies just to be nice. So if I compliment you, it's because I really believe what I'm saying.
And that's, you know, I mean, I'll admit it. We had a fight last week, and that's exactly what it was about, was that we had played with the new friends. And they had, you know, that had happened, and that was said, like, oh my gosh, they were so good at that. One of the best experiences that I've had. And it just, for some reason, it was just like, oh my gosh, you know, and I got in my head and I'm like, oh my God, well, what the hell is that supposed to mean about me?
Nothing.
Like, and that I've always been the one that's given you all those best experiences. So to hear it, you know, that somebody else gave you something, then it just made me feel, I think, insecure. Like, well, what does that mean about us? And what does that mean about me?
Nothing.
I know. But I'm just saying, those thoughts go through your head. Yeah. Like, well, that was the first that he's ever said something like that. Now, so that was the shock of it, too.
Now, here's a difference. Like, you know, I said, wow, that was one of the best things I think I've ever experienced. That was really good. I said it was one of the best things, not the best thing. Now if I was an asshole acting the way that June actually felt like that meant, which it didn't, I could have said something like, wow, that was the best thing, or one of the best things. Hey, June, why don't you do that? Why aren't you any good at that? And start comparing you like an asshole. Like, that totally didn't happen.
No, not at all.
But that's kind of what you heard.
Yes.
But it's not what I said or meant. And so that's why communication is so important in a lifestyle. You can always ask in a situation like that too. Like, if you know, what do you mean by that? Or can you tell me what you mean by that? If your partner says something that you want to take offense to, or you feel like you should, or disturbs you, just say, okay, hold on. Before you lose your shit.
Which is what I'm trying to work on.
Okay, can you tell me what you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Can you clarify what you mean by that? And stay mature, adult-like, and just have a conversation. Get curious. If you ever get insecure, stop real quick and just get curious. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about that? You know, can you clarify what you mean by that?
Yeah.
Because then it's like, usually 99 out of 100 times, it's like, oh, that's what you meant. Mm-hmm. I thought you were saying this, but thank God I thought to ask and have you clarify.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly you can avoid a lot of things that.
Well, that's what I'm working on right now, is trying to, instead of just reacting, in a like a like reacting angry and mad at first, instead, you know, taking a step back and taking a few deep breaths if you need, and trying to ask like you're, you know, why is that, or what made you say something like that? Like, what did they do that, you know, I guess just like he said, just try to be curious about it. But instead of immediately like I've done, I've just gotten upset and yell and get mad and angry about it. Instead, just trying to, okay, well, it probably has nothing to do with me, and let me just talk to him in a calm way instead of just attacking him right away.
Yeah, in most conversations, in any scenario, once people start shouting, nothing productive happens. None. Yeah. Zero. Once it's emotional, people are raising their voices and shouting, like, productivity goes out the window, because what happens is you now have one ego pit against another. People mm-hmm. want to be right. People are trying to talk and yell over each other. And it's just a big fucking shit show.
Like, yeah.
Nothing good really comes from it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you just talk calmly about it, can you clarify what you mean by that? What do you mean, you know? And so, you know, because overall in that situation that I was referring to when I said that the other day,
mm-hmm.
we had a great time with people. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were fucking great.
Oh, yeah. It was a total blast.
It was a total blast. And so
I had an orgasm with her. It was awesome. Yeah. With Double Dildo again. My friend, the Double Dildo, my friend.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Oh, and we won't say too much, but it turned out that the new couple, the lady part, the lady half of the new couple, she was a massage therapist. And that's when every guy's mind goes, oh, the massage you've always dreamed of. And yeah, she's good at what she does. So, we don't say anything to reveal identities or that could hint at anything, but we're just saying said individual was good with her hands and more, and has lots of experience.
Mm-hmm.
So you know who you are if you're listening. You know who you are. And we like you a lot. We think you're awesome.
Yep.
Both of you.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So I now here's we'll ask one more question, and then we will get to the topic, the three things we wish we would have known when starting the swinger lifestyle.
Yes.
June, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever been flogged or spanked in a sexual way? If so, describe.
Yes, I have.
And?
Well, I know we've told this story before, but it was, we're pretty new in the lifestyle at this point. This was back last summer. And we were at the club, and we had met Barbie and Ken at that. Not G.I. Joe. No. Yeah.
Yes, G.I. Joe.
I meant, yes, G.I. Joe, not Ken.
This dude's way cooler than Ken. He's G.I. Joe. Barbie and G.I. Joe.
Barbie and G.I. Joe.
Barbie dumped Ken for G.I. Joe. I'm just saying.
There you
not
go.
In real life, but, you know, metaphorically speaking, way better couple.
Okay, anyway, so she had a paddle, and it said slut on the paddle, which now we have and own ourselves.
Because when you smack someone's ass really hard with it, it imprints the word slut onto their ass.
Yes, it does.
Which is awesome.
So I remember, I don't really remember exactly how it happened. We were on the dance floor, I think, and I bent over on the stripper pole, and she spanked my ass. And I remember going back over and telling John, like, oh my God, that was so hot. Like,
What went through your head when she did that and you felt the impact? And like, this is like the first time a lady has ever like spanked you, and you felt the impact of that, and she's doing it to you. Like, what's going through your mind that's like arousing? I'm curious. What are the thoughts? What are the feelings?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I think it was like, wow, this hot woman thinks I'm hot enough to smack. I mean, she obviously liked my ass because she smacked it. So it was kind of like a, wow, like this really beautiful woman.
And kissed it at the spot, kissed the spot after she smacked it every time.
Yes, she did. So I think it was like, holy shit, like that was really hot because she's so hot. And she obviously, I guess, thinks I'm hot. So it kind of made me feel, I don't know, felt good, like wanted, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah. So, and then I remember John's like, well, then go ask her again to do it again. And I was like, all shy, all trying to like be all like, will you smack my ass again? And I have learned that she is more dominant to girls. And so I'm not dominant at all, but I like to be dominated, you know, by John, and maybe try a little bit with the girl. We'll see.
Some with ladies. Yeah. Not other guys, but other ladies and me.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, so she's like, well, kiss my paddle. So I like kissed her paddle. And then she's like, okay, bend over. And then she did it again. And I was like, okay, yeah, I really, that was confirmed that I am bisexual.
Bent over, grabbing a stripper pole, getting your ass smacked by a hot Barbie in a swinger club.
Yep.
It was like 100 people standing around, men and women both. Everyone cheering on.
Yep.
I'm standing next to you. That's my bitch. That's mine. I didn't call you bitch. I'm just like, yeah. I'm pointing. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, this is fucking awesome. Yep. All right. Yeah, let's go ahead and get to the actual content here. We don't want to be too long with this. We know people have schedules and things. But, all right, today we're talking about three things we wish we would have known when starting out in the swinger lifestyle. These are just three guidelines. So let's say you're new. You really have no guidelines to go by.
Yeah.
And you're like, how do we navigate this? How do we start? There's a lot of things. It's kind of like a roller coaster. You just sort of get on, take the ride, you walk the path, you find out things on your own. But if this can make it a little easier for you, if these are some big rocks in the stream to help you cross from one side to the other, then we're happy to share that with you.
Yeah.
So the first thing is what?
The first thing is setting clear boundaries.
Now, here's the thing about boundaries. We had boundaries that, you know, we knew, like, we don't want to do this, we don't want to do that. But what we discovered after a few times in the lifestyle, going to events or the club in our case, we realized, oh, there are boundaries we didn't realize existed, and we didn't know to address them. Like, yeah. There were boundaries, there were known boundaries, but there were unknown boundaries because we had just never walked down this path before.
Yeah.
And so if somebody did something, nothing insane or crazy ever happened, but if somebody did something that, oh, we really didn't like that, our first question was sort of, well, did we tell them that was a boundary? And the answer was almost always no.
Yeah.
Because we didn't think of the boundary. So think about with you and your partner, like, what the boundaries are. Mm-hmm. Like, each of your individual boundaries, what you want to happen, you know, or what you're willing to have happen and what you're willing or not willing to have happen.
Yeah, and being clear on those is so important, because I mean, I'm still working on mine, love trying to be clear enough. Like, you know, if somebody is going down on me, whether it's a girl or a guy, like, I don't want your fingers up there. It's not, I don't get anything out of that. Like, so for me now, it's just being like, okay, if somebody's going to go down on me, they need to know I don't want your fingers up there. So now I say that, I'm like, hey, I would love for you to go down on me, but I don't want any finger penetration. Like, just work on the clit and only the clit.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of women get off really good and hard by getting eaten out and having their G-spot stimulated with fingers inside. And so with you in particular, that's just sort of not your thing.
No.
And so it could be very easy for someone to just generally mistake that and think everyone likes that, especially if their lady likes that. It's just, you know, people bring to the table their own experiences and preferences.
Absolutely.
And that's why it's important to discuss things, because they bring to the table what they're used to doing.
Yeah.
And maybe what you're used to doing is different than them. And so that's why it's just important to discuss. We've never discussed boundaries with people and had anyone have a problem.
No.
Maybe there are people out there who have problems, but we've never encountered anyone who wasn't just like, oh, okay, that's cool, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, people have been super laid back and nice in the lifestyle, like, and respectful for the most part. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so set those clear boundaries. And, you know, maybe it's a boundary of you, or maybe it's, you know, hey, I'm not ready to see you do this, you know, to your partner. Maybe it's you're not ready to see them do something, or you're not ready to do something that maybe they want you to do. Or because maybe they get turned on by the thought of you doing something with somebody, but you're just not there. Mm-hmm. You know, make that a boundary. And you can also discuss those boundaries. Like, why is that a boundary for you? Or what does that make you feel? What does that bring to mind? These are good questions, by the way. Like, what's the story in your head?
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah, what's the story going through your head when you think of me doing this with somebody where it disturbs you?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, that you don't want me to? And if you ask a question like that, a clarifying question, stop talking and listen to the answer.
Yeah.
You can ask questions and clarify. Don't argue, though. Just treat you, because what you're really trying to do is diagnose, like, what is the actual problem here? Mm-hmm. It usually comes down to fear of some sort.
Yeah.
Fear of leaving, fear of you'll like them better than me, and then I'll be out. It almost always comes down to, like, fear of somebody's better than me, and you'll like them more, and then it's going to destroy what we have. Which that does happen, with people who are already in maybe an unhealthy spot in the relationship. But that's been one of the root fears of the issues we've had.
Yes.
And it's never been further from the truth. In reality, after we do something, we're always like,
yeah,
we're like Doug and Steve Buttigieg on A Night at the Roxbury. You know, the guys from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
They had sex the first time. And they come out in the hallway and they're boxers and they're brothers. And it says, like, 30 seconds later, yeah, they both run out in the hallway and they're like, oh my God, did you just, oh my God, because I just, and then they're like, oh, well, you know, it was all right. You know, it's typical.
I'm going to go back in.
Like, I'm going to go back in now. But most of the time we try something new.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there's a fear in it, we usually walk away going, oh my God, that was awesome. Or, wow, that so wasn't an issue at all. It was so not an issue. Mm-hmm. But it's important to discuss those boundaries that you have for yourselves. And if you have them for each other, but make sure you're being fair too. Don't make it that, you know, one partner is so giving and fair, but then you're not, that you don't reciprocate that level of fairness back.
Yeah.
And you just got to, based on who you two are individually and together, you have to find out what that is and how that works for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
I know. I just said it. That's why I said it, woman, because it's good. That's good shit. I'm playing. All right, number two, June.
Number two says discuss individual interests.
All right. Talk about what you like.
Yep.
To an extent, you probably already know what your partner likes.
Mm-hmm.
But there might be things your partner thinks about or fantasizes about that they're not telling you.
Yeah.
And it's not, I wouldn't say it's because in general, it's not that they don't want to tell you, because obviously if it's a fantasy, anybody with a fantasy wants to try it to some degree,
mm-hmm.
Or they at least in fantasy enjoy thinking about it. What we've learned is that a lot of times when people don't tell their partner their fantasies, it's because, and I'll say this and then I'll explain it. It's because their partner has trained them about what to think and how they're going to react. So your partner has trained you about how they're going to respond to certain things you do or say.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know people in any situation.
Yeah.
Where it's the old cliche thing, like, oh, that guy's a war veteran. Oh, if you talk about war, he'll go off. It's like, not typically, but like, it's that. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. If you say something about a threesome would be hot, you know, maybe the lady in the relationship might go, what, am I not enough?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. Or like we train people how to respond to us.
Yeah.
Like we train people how to address us, because we train them on how we're going to respond to certain things, whether we realize we're doing it or not.
Yeah.
So when you discuss your individual interests, your kinks, your fantasies, fetishes, a barrier might be, how will they respond?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they going to take it personal, or will they think I'm weird? Will they be against me? Will they be shocked, and will I be embarrassed? I'll say this, be the person in your partner's life, which you should be if you're with somebody, you should be the safe haven. You should be the safe place where they can tell you anything. Mm-hmm. They can be 100% transparent themselves.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few newer, you know, ones that I want to try, you know, and I was nervous to mention it, but I was like, well, I want to be able to be honest and tell him what they are so that we can try them together. And if he doesn't know, then how can that happen?
Yeah. And tell me this, what were you nervous about in telling me? Like, what were the fears before you told me what your newer developing fantasies are?
Probably the same thing. Like, is he going to think that because I want to have a gangbang with guys, and I also want a gangbang with girls too, because that would be hot. But like,
amen.
Or I just want to have like fun with John and one other guy. I'd like to try that. And I guess it's kind of the same thing that went through my head, kind of like, well, gosh, I don't want him to think that he's not enough. That I, you know, that I have to have, you know, more dick. Like, I don't know. Like, I think it was like, I don't want him to get hurt, or I don't want him to think that he's not enough.
Yeah. So for a time you weren't telling me things, just because you were concerned about how I would perceive it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And to be truthful, and we are on here. I don't even know why I say that. To be honest, it's like, what are we not being honest? like, what have we been doing here the whole time?
Yeah.
That's never bothered me. I've never taken her fantasies and internalized them against myself. I've never seen it as, oh, you're not enough. Maybe it's because as a guy or the kind of person I am, to me, variety is the spice of life. Like, I love trying. I mean, if there's 31 flavors of ice cream, I want to try every fucking one of them. If there's a blonde, a brunette, a redhead, and they're 18 to 25, and then they're 45 to 55, and they're, I mean, you know, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, like, I want to fucking try them all. So I understand, you know, developing in a variety of fantasies. So, like, her fear of that, and for the time that she didn't tell me, however long that was, I don't even know. It was totally invalid. It was valid in the sense that she's a good person who was concerned. It was invalid in the sense that I would give a shit, because I don't. And I think most of these things are hot anyway, because I want to try so many things myself. I understand people developing and wanting to try other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, once you get to that point in your relationship where it's like, yeah, I want to try this, and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even tell your partner. It has nothing to do with you, by the way. It has nothing to do with you not being enough or anything like that. I mean, address those fears. And you probably know some of the fears your partner has if you've been with them at least a little while.
Yeah.
You know, you probably know some of the insecurities. And the thing is, if you address an insecurity or a fear up front, it helps diffuse it as you have the conversation.
Yeah.
And it's way more productive of a conversation.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And in this case, in the lifestyle, the results can be positively mind-blowing and enjoyable for both of you.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, gosh, every time we've played with anybody and we come back home and it's like it's been basically since we joined the lifestyle, even more, like, we've always had a great sex life. We've always had a great relationship. But when you join the lifestyle, it forces you to have conversations and, you know, that you would have never had. And when you do things with other people, like, it's crazy. Like, you would think that's impossible. How the fuck does that happen or whatever? But, like, seriously, every time we've played with another couple, like, it's done is brought us closer together, and it's made us like, we can't keep our hands off of each other. Like, it's even more than it was before. It's just, all it's done is like made it even better than what we had before.
Yeah. Sex goes from like great to fucking super great.
Yeah.
Like astronomical great. Like you, like, we didn't even know that level existed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the other night, when we were playing with that new couple for the first time, and it was their first time, gosh, we came home and we had amazing, gosh, we must have had sex, what, two or three times between that night and the next morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a big 5-hour sexual
fuck fest.
It was like, yeah. Well, no, leading up to it. We went on a date with them. Mm-hmm. We went back, played for a few hours. Mm-hmm. It was like the whole thing was a big build-up, like a big like a big foreplay session.
Yeah.
And then we got home and banged it out like three times in the next like 8 to 12 hours.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing the whole time. And we even got a text message from them like the next day, and they're like, oh my God, we've had sex like, what was it, 4 or 5 times in the past? I don't remember the numbers. I'm not making these up. But like, holy fuck, like we've had so much sex, like she's drained me, like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, they're like, now I remember before leaving where we were with them after we played, I said, I look forward to getting the message about the next 48 hours of your sex life. And I think they were kind of confused, like, huh? And I'm like, don't worry, you'll get it.
Yeah. and now they do.
Yeah, now they're like, oh my God. And we were like, we know. Like, right? Like,
that's,
isn't this
that's
awesome?
Been us the past 9 months now.
Yeah, it hasn't gone away. Like, it hasn't died down. It hasn't gone away. Uh-uh. Like, we're more touchy-feely in and out of the bedroom.
24/7. Like, it's not even after we play with a couple that it lasts a couple days and then it goes back down. Like, no. Like, it has stayed.
Yeah, it maintains. For us, it does.
Yeah.
So, these three things we wish we would have known when starting in the swinger lifestyle. The first one was set clear boundaries. The second one was discuss individual interests, fantasies, fetishes, kinks, things like that. Number three, we say tiptoe forward together.
Yeah.
So agree on trying certain things that you're both comfortable with, mm-hmm. and tiptoe, dip your toe into it, try it, and then talk afterwards. How did you each feel about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it? You might, there are things that you might think you will never enjoy. I would never like that. I would never be into that until you try it and get into it. Not every time, but many times people will discover, oh my God, I can't believe how much I was turned on by that. I was totally against it, mm-hmm. totally against the idea. In my head, it was this bad thing. Then I saw it. Then I tried it. Then we did it. And oh my God, I'm hooked. This is so good. That was so hot. Mm-hmm. And they don't know why.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important. Like, be open-minded to try something that is maybe just beyond your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Like, not way out, but just beyond. You know, it's called growth. And do it at your own pace. And then discuss each of those little, you know, tiptoe steps together, you know, that you took.
Well, yeah. Like, for me, for example, I think I would like to try just one other guy first before we do the whole gangbang thing. Like, that would be, for me, a tiptoe of, like, in the direction that I want to eventually get to, because the gangbang still kind of frightens me a little bit.
All that dick.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All that pressure.
All for you.
So for me, that would be an example, just to give you guys an example. That would be for me, like, okay, maybe we try one other guy together, you know, first before we do the whole full on gangbang.
Yeah, try. Try one more before you try, you know, 9 more or whatever your number is.
Oh, no. No, not that. No, God, no, not that many.
Okay, 23, whatever.
No! 3 or 4, okay? 3 or 4 plus you.
Okay. So, 5 total. Yeah. So, we hope this has been helpful. Again, the three things we talked about today, these are just guidelines mm-hmm. That would have been helpful for us. And I think in some sort of way we got these. We talked to a lot of people when we first started getting around it, but it was never just laid out for us.
Yeah.
So set clear boundaries, talk about those, discuss your individual interests and kinks and fetishes and things that turn you on. And 3, tiptoe forward together in this. You know, be open-minded, mm-hmm. try things just beyond your comfort zone together and at your own pace. And if at any point you get upset or there's drama or there's argument, talk, get curious and talk respectful and maturely to each other.
Mm-hmm.
What you're thinking and how you're maybe offended or feeling insecure, that might not be reality.
Yeah.
It might just be the lens you're seeing reality through, but mm-hmm. it might not actually be that way.
And 99% of the time in our case, it's not been the case at all. It's just the lens of the religious bullshit I grew up with.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's religious or society, whichever kind of society you grew up in,
yeah,
everybody was taught a certain way to be, to live,
mm-hmm.
and apparently, if you do anything else, you're wrong. But they're all saying something different, and they're all absolutely certain they're the ones who are right.
Yeah,
somebody's gonna be fucking disappointed at the end of the life. But like, it's just like we all have this psychological conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Open your mind. Realize life isn't as scary as you think it is.
Yep.
And if you just try new things, even baby stepping into it, it can be some of the best experiences and can lead to some of the best experiences of your life. And you can discover more about who you actually are.
Yeah.
And what you actually like. And I think that's one reason so many swinger couples end up growing so strong in their relationship as a result of the lifestyles, because they discover themselves and each other on a level deeper than they ever knew, and they did it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just a natural byproduct of having maybe an experience like that.
Well, yeah, because I mean, I don't think our communication was bad before the lifestyle, but like, it's gotten so much better, like, since the lifestyle. Like, our communication with each other and has been great. Like, yeah, we fight here and there, but those are getting fewer and fewer, thankfully, at this point. But it's like, I don't know, it's brought us closer together, like, and our communication is even better.
I think it's because it's great to have a person in your life where you can just be 100% who you actually really are.
Yeah.
Unencumbered, unhindered, around that person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing that I am that I can't say to you. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing that you are that you can't mention or say to me.
Yeah.
And I fully accept you as you are.
Yeah. And same here.
Like, that's pretty great to have a person in your life who just accepts you for who you are and how you are just because.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good to have that. And should we tell them the exciting news of what we're building?
Ooh, we are building a legacy. Well, in a sense. Take it away, June.
We're building a sex room.
Oh, yeah.
We're so excited, and we're doing it the way we want to do it, and they're going to have all kinds of fun toys.
Mm-hmm. Furniture.
And, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we saw that Netflix special, How to Build a Sex Room, and we're like, why the fuck don't we do that? We have a big basement with some rooms that are not being used.
Exactly.
It wouldn't take a lot of work. So you will be hearing more about that.
Oh, yeah.
In future episodes. We'll probably do an entire episode on it once it's done.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, I know. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be for me and you, but it's also going to be for, you know, when our lifestyle friends come over, if they want to try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and we got a hot tub. It's working. We got it working and it's functional now. And
it's right outside the sex room.
Yes, it is. And we fucked hard the other day in that hot tub. It was awesome.
Yep.
And steamy.
Hot and steamy.
And I think I posted a picture the other day on my OnlyFans. So if you haven't been to my OnlyFans, check it out. I posted a picture of me in the hot tub. Ooh,
topless.
Topless
in the hot tub.
Yes, topless in the hot
tub. There's a few of them on your OnlyFans.
There is.
And probably more by the time people hear this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go to the link in the show notes. It's the first one. It's you know, see June, you know, June's OnlyFans. I think it's the first link in the show notes. Or just go to the website, newswingerspodcast.com. You'll see the link there at the top of the page.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, go check it out.
We have a free one where you just pay if you want to see a certain picture that I have. Or you just, the cheaper way, honestly, is just joining in. It's only $9.99 a month. And you get free, full-on access to everything I post.
Pictures, videos, mm-hmm. encounters, everything. Yeah, the free one, we have stuff on there, but there's other stuff you have to pay for. So what we realized is some people were paying like $4, $5, $7 a picture or two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, look, if you just pay $9.97 a month, you can cancel anytime.
Yep.
And you have full access to everything she's ever put on there.
Yeah.
And
there's some hot stuff, just saying.
Yeah. And if you don't want to stay subscribed, you literally just click cancel subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of 30 days, it will just not renew.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take from you. There's no swindling. There's no craziness.
No.
So yeah, go check that out. So many people have asked, like, what does June look like? Well, we don't show her face,
nope.
But you can see the rest of her. And Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
32 triple Ds, just saying.
And pierced nipples.
Oh, and they're pierced and nipples.
You never know what nipple rings she's going to have in her nipples in nope. these pictures either, or who she might have there licking or playing with them, whether it's me or another hot lady or
mm-hmm.
who knows. But it's a fun little thing. We discovered June's an exhibitionist.
Yes, I am.
She likes being watched sexually.
Yep.
And so we're like, well, I think there's a platform for that.
Yes.
Why not set one up and when everybody's asking, what does she look like? Or, hey, you two sound hot, or she sounds hot. Like, well, you can go see how hot and steamy she looks, especially in those hot tub pictures.
And John is hot and steamy too, just saying.
Oh, well, thank you. I try. Anyway, we hope this has been helpful for you. Again, leave us a rating and review if this has been helpful. Takes 3 seconds. Click those stars. We appreciate it, and it helps us continue to help you. Thanks for listening to the New Swingers Podcast. Do you have a question about the swinger lifestyle or an issue you're struggling with? Send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. And there's a good chance we may anonymously feature and discuss your question so it can be helpful for you as well as other listeners. Just send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com.